Okay, call to order the House Committee on Education for the 24th of April, 2016. Kind of an easy day today, a very good day. We're going to hear about the AVID program. And then also, I'll remind you at the end, but we will not have a meeting on Wednesday. We don't have enough bills coming over from the Senate yet. So
Sweet.
You have the afternoon off on Wednesday. Okay, so with that, I'm going to open up an informational session on AVID, success in closing Oregon's achievement gap. By supporting students. So we've got one panel. We've got Sandy Husk and Dr. Lee Vargas and Melissa Cole. And then we've got another panel after this. Please welcome to the
House
Education Committee.
Chair Dougherty, members, representatives, we appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Okay.
My name is Sandy Husk, and I am the CEO for AVID. We're a nonprofit located across the nation. Our home office is in Southern California and San Diego, but since I love Oregon and I will retire in Oregon, we still have a home here in Bend, so I'm happy to be back in the state of Oregon and look for any chance I can to come back and support you guys. I'm going to open this up, and then Lee and Melissa will give you a little bit of content information about AVID, and then we actually have two more short panels.
Mm-hmm.
We have a teacher, a site coordinator, a student, a principal, and a superintendent, and they would like to share with you a little bit of their perspective of AVID from their view. But we mostly want to allow good time for questions and answers, so we're going to try to keep our comments brief.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we've been coming to Oregon specifically is you have a young but a very strong implementation going here. So Lee and I have been working with Angie Dilks to do some lobbying in different representatives and senators' offices just to let them know where the AVID strategies are, what the results are for educators and for students. And we plan to keep coming back to do that this session and in future years. We are also here because we want to continue to support our districts the best way we can possibly. We've been fortunate enough that the Nike School Innovation Fund, the Miller Foundation funds, as well as funds that come directly from school districts like Title I, Title II, and general funds are all being used to support AVID implementation. But in the future, when funding is in place for 98, that would also qualify for new implementations or expanding existing implementations. So we're making sure that we just share a little bit of that information when we're in your offices as well. So thank you, and with that, I will turn this over to my colleague and good friend, Executive Vice President of AVID, Lee Vargas.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Representative Dougherty, members of the committee. I wanted to just share briefly
make sure you guys identify yourself for the record.
Yes. Edward Lee Vargas, Executive Vice President. Thank you. Share a little bit about not only AVID in Oregon, but what's happening with AVID nationally. As a nonprofit, we are serving this year about 1.5 million students in 45 states and 16 countries. And that's because of the phenomenal success of AVID in terms of closing the achievement gap and really helping all students, particularly those who traditionally may have not had the opportunity or a family that had been to college, to leave high school, graduated and college and career readiness. And if we go to the second slide, you'll see that it's really about helping teachers transform teaching behavior so that all students can find success in rigorous courses and be prepared for college, because when teachers are engaged, then students succeed, and that's really what it's all about. One of the things that you also have in terms of materials around AVID in your folders is this little handout flyer. That if you unfold it, I think the results really speak for themselves. When you look at AVID seniors completing four-year entrance requirements across the country, so when you look at every state and whatever their college entrance requirements are, the courses they need to take to be able to go immediately into college, and you look across the country, you can see from this chart that by student subgroup, the yellow bands indicate those that are ready to go into college having completed all the courses required in yellow. And in blue are those that have completed the AVID system. And you can see that whether you're black or Latino or Asian, it doesn't matter.
And you can sit back a little bit. That's a real sensitive mic.
Oh,
so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That if you look at that, there really is no gap. you see that when it comes to results, all students are successful. The next slide, really, it's when you think about Abbott also, it starts out it starts out at the secondary level, and it starts with an Abbott elective, which is really focused attention, a class where students go that are targeted, that really learn all about the Abbott system and the strategies from the teachers in terms of being able to really be successful. And it's been so successful that as students leave the Abbott elective and go to other classes, teachers notice the difference, that students are organized, they're focused, they're asking questions, they're writing better, they're reading better. And it's those strategies that have resulted in those Abbott being now going school-wide. We have more and more schools that are training all of their teachers, CTE teachers, counselors, math teachers, language arts teachers, science teachers, because of the effect. And so what I'd like to do now is turn it over to my colleague, Melissa, because what she'll share with you is really what's happening where the action is, and that where the action is in the classroom.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Melissa Cole, and I'm the Oregon Avid State Director, and I live and work out of a home office here in Salem, Oregon. And I have a team of four that work on the ground in the state, working with all of our schools and districts that are implementing the Avid College Readiness System. So what you'll see on this slide is a little visual of what Avid looks like in action in a classroom. And what I really like to highlight is that these are 21st century skills that we want all of our students to have access to. You'll see teachers that are facilitating a learning environment, but it's the students who are actively engaging in the classroom. You'll see students collaborating with peers, seeking meaning, problem solving, thinking critically, reading critically, and writing critically. All of the skills that our students need in order to be successful both in college, career, and life. And what is noticeably different on this slide versus when I went to school is that the teacher's the facilitator of learning. The student should be doing the work because it's in the work and they're thinking that deep meaning is occurring and students are successful and ready for college. The next slide shows a little bit about what our students would be doing in a classroom. You see students collaborating with each other. What employer doesn't want students who can work together in a team to think and solve problems? That's what we want for all of our students, and that's what you'll see in an Avid classroom. You'll see students reading together, engaging in a Socratic discussion together after reading a pretty dense text. You'll see problem solving, kids working together. It's what we want for all of our students. And another thing that employers often say is we want employees who can manage their time and their thinking. So in Avid classrooms, you see a lot of students working on organizing their time, backwards planning their schedule. I live by a calendar, and our kids need to know how it is to prioritize their time and tasks. We also equip teachers with the skills so that they can access, they can teach students how to apply these skills in their homework time and on a college campus. Because ideally, whether it's college or career that our students go to, they need the skills to be able to access that rigorous text, whether it's in a college book or whether it's in a manual that they have to read and understand in order to complete their job. I have a daughter who's currently a sophomore at Western Oregon University. In her first week in an English language arts class on campus, the professor stopped the class and he said, "Did you hear what Emily said? She's using her text, she's pulling evidence out, she's elaborating on the text, she's doing what I want all of you to be doing." And it was because my daughter had access to a high school and a middle school that were implementing Avid successfully across grade levels. So it's the skills that we really want our students to be doing. I want to say that I took this job with Avid 2 years ago because it's something that I believe in and I'm really passionate about. I saw the success our students had in Avid schools when the course of their life was altered dramatically, altering the rest of the generations to come. And I will say I'm a first generation college student, and as a result of my college going attendance, future generations also change their trajectory. In order to support our schools and districts across the state, we have made efforts to be everywhere that Oregon educators are. I just came over the pass this afternoon to be here today because I was presenting to teachers up in Bend on how to engage students in classrooms so that the students are not only on task, but they're achieving at high levels. We really work closely with COSA to make sure that we're where principals are, assistant principals, teacher leaders, because we want to be able to provide a service to Oregon educators that they can get some quality professional learning in their own community. I spent some time with Oregon School Board Association in February, and I've been invited back to share some more strategies with them on what's going on in terms of the AVID College Readiness System, because we're seeing the success across all of our schools. This year alone, we're supporting 58 districts and over 216 sites, and that number is expanding this next year. There's a great need in the state of Oregon. We have parents who are moving to different communities because they want their children in a school that's implementing an AVID College Readiness System. So thank you for being here and listening to the great success that we're seeing across the communities in Oregon.
Okay, are there any questions of the panelists? Yes, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I might ask initially how you gain access to the various districts.
We host things called showcases. We also have national demonstration schools that have been successfully implementing AVID for a while, and we invite other schools to come in and to see what they're doing. One of the teachers, Jason, behind me is just been named a national demonstration site at Stevens Middle School, and he said in the short 2 weeks that announcement's gone out, they've had three different groups of visitors coming inside. So a lot of it is word of mouth. We do some advertising, we have some web presence, but it's usually educators telling other educators. Another way that people find out are our students. They are by far our best advocates for why what it is we're doing to support educators is what they need. And I'll let her speak for herself, but we have hundreds of thousands of 1.5 million of them around the nation this year alone. That's this year alone. And they will tell you what they're able to do because of the impact that it's had.
I have just a short follow-up. Mm-hmm. Additional question would be, how do you target students who can be a part of this?
Well, because we have a school-wide implementation, I like to picture that every single student in the building can benefit, and that's true. The schools, the students who particularly need it are those who would not have access to rigorous coursework for one reason or another. They don't know to ask to take an AP class. Nobody encourages them to enroll in a joint enrollment class, a dual enrollment class. Maybe their families love them and want them to get good jobs, but they don't realize that getting some post-secondary education is what they'll need. So we specifically target students who come from usually lower socioeconomic backgrounds, a lot of time rural white backgrounds, urban area, Latino, African-American students, and invite them to be in the elective. Or they apply. In the case of Stevens, Jason again was telling me they've been interviewing sixth graders who are applying to be, fifth graders, excuse me, who are applying to be an AVID elective at Stevens Middle School.
Okay. Representative Solman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted just to comment on what one of the things that you had talked about from students, you know, students talking about it. I recently paid a visit to Liberty High School, and I was talking with the equity team there, and they were talking about this exercise that they were doing in the classrooms all the way across the high school, and where they really felt like they were getting such strong results and most progress on this particular exercise was in their AVID classrooms. Mm-hmm. And they were talking mostly just about that real deep connection and with the teacher and how she led the exercise, really didn't lead it. It was a peer-to-peer type conversation. And I just wanted to comment on it because I remember them specifically talking about their AVID, you know, experience.
If you get a chance, and I know you have a million things to do, but if you go to avid.org, there's a section on the website where you can hear some of the student speeches. The kids compete to be national speakers at our summer institutes. So we'll have 11 large trainings this summer, and there will be about 3 students per institute on stage. And their stories are amazing. Avid.org.
Yeah, because I represent Tigard-Tualatin, and they have Avid there. And I was very impressed when I was in a couple of the middle school classes, because middle school children are not necessarily organized. And that's why they always have to have notebooks. But I was very impressed with the Avid notebooks that they had. And I mean, it was almost for every class they had, you know, very, very organized, which I thought was exemplary, especially for that age. Because, as I say, middle school kids' minds are not necessarily always organized and on the subject and on task. So it was very impressive. Representative McLean.
I taught for 42 years, and one of the Avid classes that I enjoyed was the one that was right next to my door, and had a very special friend who was teaching that, and she did a really good job. I want to say a couple of things because I think it's important. First of all, I totally support the Avid program, but it's not the only way to get kids excited, encouraged, or have good relationships with them. And I have to be honest with you, most of the things that are taught in that class are things that are taught in some other classes with other teachers who have relationships and encourage good note-taking and believe in giving speeches. And I basically taught speech and debate for at least 42 full years. And we do critical thinking, we do discussion groups, we do reading, writing, research. And we also really encourage the kids to have good study skills and be organized. And so, you know, a lot of the things that you're talking about in Avid are really good ideas, but they can be imprinted in other classes as well, and they should be. And in fact, the kids that I had that were in my speech classes that were also in Avid came in and said, do we have to do 2? You made us do these notes. Can't I just turn those in for Avid, or can't I use my Avid ideas for... And I said, yeah, they're the same thing, a little different format, but you can absolutely use the same content. And so, but I want to acknowledge that your program's fabulous, but I think it's very important to talk about good teachers, good relationships with kids, good study skills, making an encouragement to take rigorous classes and get on to something after high school graduation is something I think is just good teaching.
In fact,
I'd like to encourage that as an idea, not that it's only if they get into an Avid class.
Yeah. And actually, I want to, if you don't mind, if I could follow up on that. You are so right. You're so right. I think what we do is we provide support for really great teachers sharing those great ideas with each other. All of our staff developers are teaching and working in counseling offices and are principals. So when they come to the Summer Institute, they're listening to their colleagues. I think the other thing that working with us does, though, and I, as a superintendent for 18 years in 3 different states and 3 different districts, it allows a celebration of the profession because they get to come together for 3 days, and when they go back, they have a common language. So rather than sometimes the debate teachers think what they're doing is different than the science teachers, et cetera, it just builds a common language and a momentum for it. And then the third reason is teachers really like it, not just the Avid elective teachers. That's why they're going school-wide with it. But I totally agree with you. Great teaching is great teaching. And that's where we got all these ideas, by the way.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, we have 4 other panelists at least signed up. Do you want them to come up together, or?
We were going to do 3 and 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go 2 and 3. I was corrected.
Whatever.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, as long as you identify yourself for the record, because I have names down here, but I don't know who you are.
All right. Hello, my name is Jason Gunlock. I am the Avid coordinator and instructional coach and teacher at Stevens Middle School. Stevens, as was just noted, was recently acknowledged as an Avid National Demonstration School. And we are really excited to share a little bit about how Avid has authentically impacted both our students and our staff, of which we have many of both. In fact, we have about 100 staff members. We have about 11, or we have over 1,100 students. Stevens is also among Oregon schools, the a school with the second highest poverty rate. So with a school that is that big and unique, moving Stevens forward is truly a big project. And our students, all students, need and deserve to come to a school that is highly organized, that has a sense of purpose, that has a clear vision and systems in place to allow that vision to be realized. And we have really found that Avid school-wide is truly that means of allowing that to happen. This is through both the Avid elective, which you heard briefly about, as well as Avid school-wide in general, with the purpose of increased opportunities for all students, increased academic achievement for all students, and increased college readiness for all students. When it comes to the Avid elective specifically, Stevens has the largest Avid elective system. We have three electives at each grade level, serving 261 students. It's 24% of our student body. These are students that are mostly students affected by poverty and will be first generation college students. We know that we're having an impact with these students when we look at last year's Avid seniors. Of Avid seniors last year in Salem-Keizer, 100% graduated high school, and of the Avid seniors at McKay, which is the high school that Stevens feeds into, 100% were accepted to a four-year university. That's insane. I mean, we're talking about family legacy altering experiences at school, and that's happening in Avid. But it's not just the elective that we are focused on when we're thinking about impact. Avid school-wide has really has moved Stevens along in a new trajectory as well. Avid school-wide has provided Stevens a framework for understanding and enacting school-wide transformation. When we the way that we intentionally develop our systems, our leadership, our system, our culture, and our instruction is all directly rooted in Avid. All of those things are under the umbrella of the framework that Avid provides in Avid school-wide. Our teachers across campus are able to take part in developing and implementing the vision for the school through our Avid site team. Our students, when they go from class to class, they experience common academic experiences. It's the same strategies. It's the same high expectations. It's the same college-going culture that they experience from room to room, whether they're in the Avid elective or not. You know, although we clearly have not, you know, arrived, we still have a lot of space to grow. We have made a lot of gains. Stevens used to have a reputation as a school that teachers were reluctant to teach at, that substitutes didn't want to come back to, that students weren't achieving at the level that they were capable of. They weren't reaching their potential. And since implementing Avid school-wide, Stevens has consistently outperformed like schools in both reading and math. That's the whole school. And when we consider staff, our retention rate is phenomenal. Of the large staff that we have, only one teacher is leaving, and she's doing so to take care of a baby, which is fantastic. But also, it's evident in our distributed leadership structure, organized through Avid, is also evident, or the power of it is evident in our 2016 TEL survey. The TEL survey is a yearly climate survey that allows teachers to share their perspectives. 98% of our staff said that there was an atmosphere of mutual trust and respect, and 98% also said that they shared a common vision for the school. And you know, we talk a lot about school transformation. It's happening right now at Stevens, and it's really happening through Avid school-wide. So thank you for allowing me to share a little bit about Stevens.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Thatcher, the principal of Cascade High School, just a few miles down the road in Turner. Appreciate the time. A little bit different situation. We just implemented Avid this year, so I wanted to tell you kind of what we've seen, even in that short period of time. You asked, who's the target students? And that's where we had to start. What are those students that maybe are not have that tradition of post-secondary education, maybe not that top A student, but that next group that just needs a little extra push, a little extra vision? So we started with one class in the Avid elective, 30 students, and they are already showing tremendous growth. We've had those students already a full grade point average above where they were before they were in Avid in eighth grade. Another piece is parent engagement. We have parents of those students that are engaged in their education, talking about the future, coming into the school. As an example, when we rolled out Avid last year at our eighth grade kind of parent orientation, we had to talk to students and parents about what is Avid and why should you do it, and almost kind of talk them into it because they really hadn't heard. We just had our eighth grade orientation a few weeks ago, and we were just inundated with parents that want to be a part of the program. Again, it's the word of mouth. It's the seeing the transformation. When I'm in that Avid classroom, the elective piece, the other thing I see is these students are already getting a vision of what life could be like after high school. Certainly, we've done some college visits. We'd have some guest speakers come in, but they really are beginning to believe that that could be part of their future, which is a big piece. So much so that implementing it school-wide has been relatively easy. A lot of times, I've been in education 25 years, and a lot of times you bring in change or initiatives for teachers. There's a little resistance because of the kind of turnover that's experienced. But these teachers are wanting to take on these strategies, even the ones that are not in the elective classes, because they're seeing, like you mentioned, it's just best practice. It's some good things that are going on in those classrooms. So that school-wide piece has already started. Based on what we've seen, the school board and the superintendent, we're also just added Avid into our middle school. So starting next year, we'll be adding it into the middle school piece. One other piece I wanted to talk about, so then let you ask questions, what makes Avid a little bit different, again, rather than some of these initiatives or programs that have come by. One, it's sustainable. They've proven over the years that this is just not a flash in the pan. They've made a huge commitment to Oregon, so it's sustainable. You get outstanding training. I personally went and did some of the summer training. We have teachers going again this summer, as well as regional pieces, and that really makes a difference. There's long-term data that support that progress that students are making. Again, you mentioned real-world best practices. And lastly, there's a level of accountability. We can't just say, oh, we're implementing Avid and we see some success. Avid makes us take a look at our data and our students and our graduation rates and our post-secondary education and our freshman on-track rates that are all important to schools in Oregon and really measure, are we making these changes that we say we're making? So there's a level of accountability that isn't often built in to some of those other programs. So again, only our first year, but already some tremendous results, both in terms of data, anecdotally, and just community, teacher, and parent support. So, any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does Avid make an impact on those other classes or other students who are not involved? Do you see it having some kind of effect on the school beyond the Avid elective itself?
Absolutely. I'll mention it, and I'll let it's a great question, and that is how the school-wide piece is rolling out. We have students who are getting more organized, who are able to take notes better, who are able to have better discussions, who are able to read more critically, and that is really the driver in some of these other classes. We started with freshmen, and already the other freshman teachers are asking, how can we get on board? How can we implement these strategies in mainstream classes? So we have in-service times, late starts every other Wednesday, where we're now kind of pouring that information out into those other freshman teachers. In fact, there was competition to get trained on their own time this summer, and freshman teachers in language arts and in science and in math are going to give up, you know, 3 or 4 days in the summer on their own to be able to implement these strategies, even though they're not going to be teaching the Avid elective at all. So it really does have an impact.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. I love the enthusiasm with this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and the last three that we've got. Hi there. So you decide which order you're going to go in.
My name is Jasmine Thomas. I am a senior at Sprague High School, and I'm going to talk to you why Avid is great. After my eighth grade year in Texas, I was given a plane ticket to visit my father, who I barely knew in Oregon. To my surprise, the return ticket was never purchased, and I enrolled at Sprague High School in the fall. My freshman year was a struggle. I desperately wanted to return to my mom, but for financial reasons, I had to remain living with my dad and extended family, moving between seven different homes by my senior year. I struggled academically, adjusting to a new school and new life, but teachers saw potential in me that I did not see in myself. Freshman year, my grades were low. I took advanced classes, but I didn't excel in them. Sophomore year, I applied and was accepted into the AVID elective class, and that was the year I enrolled in my first AP class, AP Government. I started keeping a binder, putting assignments into my planner, and attempted to take Cornell notes, which at the time were the absolute worst, but they really helped. But my grades started to go up. I saw the benefit, and I started to truly invest and get excited about school again. My GPA went from a 2.75 and 3.5 to a 3.5 in just 1 year, and that's when I knew I could go to college. It was no longer a long shot dream. At home, I experienced mental and verbal abuse from an aunt, but was repeatedly told I was dumb when I struggled with the rigorous course load of several AP classes. At school, I continued to improve, not only raising my GPA, but also being involved in playing basketball and softball for Sprague. Tension continued to build at home, and at the end of my junior year, I moved out of the home I shared with my family. My options were limited, but I took 4 AP classes in French this year, commuting across town to graduate as a Spring Olympian, and continued to be supported through the AVID program at my school. Identified as homeless, I am currently in the STEP program, so I try to advocate for myself. I always have a smile on my face. Most of my peers do not know my home life, but my AVID family is always there for me and knows why I sometimes have rough days. Recently, my classmates chose me to represent them at the Salem Kaiser Senior Recognition Night, where I will share this story. I have been nominated for the Sprague Turnaround Award. I am a recipient of the Dell Scholars Award, being the only student from Salem to receive it this year. And I have now been accepted to several four-year universities, including Grand Canyon and Western Oregon, being the first generation of my family to go to college. Through all this adversity that I have experienced in my life, I know without a doubt I will find success and reach the goals that I have set for myself to major in forensic science with emphasis on criminal justice and continue to give back to my community after graduation. I credit my own individual determination and the support of AVID for this. I also hope that someday all students have the opportunity to be supported by AVID. I will continue to live by the motto, it does not matter where you came from, it matters where you are going. And thanks to AVID, I am going far.
Excellent. You're a great spokesperson for the program. Wonderful. Okay, next.
My name is Sarah Buchholz, and I teach at Sprague High School. I'm the AVID coordinator and elective teacher this year. I have had the privilege of supporting staff and students at Sprague High School and across the district for the past 6 years. My role as an AVID teacher, AVID coordinator, and as a district staff developer have allowed me to see firsthand the remarkable impact the systems and instruction embedded by AVID has had on our staff and students. Who are our AVID students? You may think Sprague doesn't have very many AVID students, but in fact we do. We have classes filled with first-generation college students, dreamers, students who have experienced homelessness, and students who hope to have a better future with a college education. To say we are proud of our students is an understatement, and our AVID electives continue to grow. All of these students want a bright future, but don't necessarily have the knowledge or skills needed to achieve their goals. But through AVID, they do. This year, we'll have our fourth graduating senior class of AVID students. They have all completed SAT or ACT testing, gone on multiple college visits. They have all applied and been accepted to at least one or more four-year university, have a higher attendance rate than our school average, and in a few months, we'll have a 100% graduation rate. So far, they have been awarded over $500,000 in grants and scholarships, and that number continues to grow daily. But AVID is not limited to the handful of students. It's embedded school-wide, from our Algebra 1 to our pre-calc classes. We are continually working on shifting the mindset that AVID strategies are not just for AVID students, but benefit all students. I had the opportunity this year to visit two Park Rose elementary schools. I was completely blown away by the strategies being implemented in the first and second grade classes that I visited. They were using the same organization strategy, interactive notebooks, that our AP biology students use daily. Thinking long-term for the Salem-Keizer School District, it's exciting to think we can align best practice strategies from when students begin kindergarten through their senior year, so that teachers can spend less time teaching systems and instead be more focused on the content. I've also had the opportunity this year to engage our staff around the district in developing their instructional practices to support students in successfully engaging in rigorous coursework, allowing them to achieve their dreams. I have worked with our Sprague staff in professional learning on inquiry and higher level questioning. I have led instructional assistance district-wide in understanding and using the five components of Wicker: writing, inquiry, collaboration, organization, and reading. And I have led our AVID tutors, their college-age students who facilitate tutorial sessions in the AVID classes, to refine their practices so that students engage in meaningful problems with other courses at a higher level. Through this and many other professional learning opportunities, our district is working to ensure that all staff are able to support AVID at the middle and the high levels. With additional support from the state of Oregon, we can continue to expand and improve AVID at our schools. The AVID elective classes need to be available to all of our students. The AVID instructional practices need to be developed by all of the teachers. And through these systems, each student will have the tools they need to achieve their goals and dreams.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Doherty, representatives, my name is Ken Parshall. I'm presently the principal of Warm Springs K-8 Academy on the Warm Springs Indian Reservation. Starting July 1st, I'm going to become the superintendent of the Jefferson County School District, one of our more diverse and struggling districts for many, many years. I'm there for a reason, is because I want to impact children's lives, and AVID will play a big part of my future leadership as a superintendent. Prior to going to Warm Springs K-8 Academy, I was an assistant superintendent in Salem-Keizer, and I was a principal at McKay High School during the time that we had a federal school turnaround grant. McKay is described by members of the United States Department of Education as one of the most successful turnarounds of a high school in the history of our country. AVID was the professional development that we relied on a weekly basis to improve instruction in every classroom. Just a couple points about McKay. Went from the highest dropout rate for large high schools in Oregon with more than 750 students to the lowest dropout rate in our state in just 3 years. Moved from 48% of our students passing a very demanding state math test to 83% passing in 3 years. From 49% of our students passing the state reading test to 85% passing in just 3 years. We closed the achievement gap on the state reading test between Hispanic students and white students from 29% to 1% 3 years later. It was a dramatic turnaround in students' futures. AVID was the backbone of the work that we did school-wide. The number one question I've been asked in the last 2 weeks since I've been named as the superintendent of the Jefferson County School District has been from teachers and principals and support staff at our three elementaries in our school district which do not have AVID. And their big question to me is, Ken, can we have AVID too? That's the best training. I'm taking 31 of my teachers with me to Summer Institute this summer. Again, unpaid professional leave away from their families for 4 days. 1 day to travel, 3 high quality days of learning, which my teachers will bring back and implement immediately. So 31 teachers voting with their feet out of 40 of my entire staff, saying I'll donate 4 days in the summertime. That's how good AVID professional development is. I'll stop there because I know we're real short on time.
Comments, questions?
In our area, we were able to get, you know, Nike and Intel and some other folks on board to help with those costs for those teachers. So maybe there might be some help for you guys on that. it seemed to be something that I think that the corporations, you know, enjoyed doing. And it was something where I think they felt, the teachers felt like, gosh, it's the first time they've actually done it for teachers and not coaches or, you know, other folks too. So, but I'm so excited to hear you say that you're having a chance to take that many staff at one time. I think that's really positive.
And our high school's getting help from Nike, and our my school, okay. The middle school's getting help from Miller Foundation, but those grants go away in 3 years. So okay. We're hoping to sustain that work and then expand it in our district and, of course, across the state.
Okay, Representative Springer.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, all of you, for your presentation today. So my question is really, we had a conversation in my office just a couple of hours ago, and I asked, what is the graduation rate from college? Not just how many kids get into college. Keeping them there is the key. So certainly that's a bent of mine. But my question is, as I look through most all of the AVID material, except for that addresses Measure 98, and on, I think, pretty much everybody's testimony, you've talked about being accepted, students being accepted in four-year universities, which is an awesome thing. That said, is AVID positioned to put also strong, I don't know equals the word, strong emphasis on trade schools, career and technical education, beyond just the stuff that 98 is talking about? My fear would be, this isn't the question, this is the fear, that we'd have AVID look to also do career and technical trade schools, but really the real emphasis is still on 4 year, and that's the real goal, and that would be a message students would receive if they're just simply making a different choice.
The answer is yes. It is looking at all post-secondary education. When the founder started in 1986, Mary Catherine Swanson, trade schools or vocational schools at the time were often places that segregated students who weren't given opportunities to four-year. So she was very passionate that we always had four-year in there as the aspiration, but we want to support them in post-secondary period.
So the process is there, whether it's for four-year college, two-year college, trade school, the process to get to post-secondary is the thing that's most important.
And the reason we're grabbing the four-year college data is that that's the National Clearinghouse data we can get. Yeah. If and when we can get comparison data for tech schools, et cetera, then we'll grab that data as well. But right now we don't have it. There's no other entity for us to get it from.
Okay, great. Other questions? Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that, and I appreciate it. And I just want to make sure that in the context of the conversation, we're not talking about students who are getting accepted into 4 years and those that couldn't and they're doing CTE kind of stuff. I'm very cautious about that because not everybody is made the same. And it's okay to have those differences.
We have students who are enrolled in AVID and also do the CTEC program through Salem Kaiser. Mm-hmm. We have a young woman doing the residential construction because she hopes to go on to engineering, and she's going to be able to really get a base. We have another student doing cosmetology because she wants to work through nursing school. Mm-hmm. So we are encouraging, and we've brought students out to inspect and see and learn more about CTEC.
Okay. That's the other side of
okay.
the story.
That's right. Other questions? Representative Solman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was curious, and I'm new to this, so the longitudinal data system?
Longitudinal data system.
That perhaps maybe someday that could perhaps give you some information as to tracking for where those students are going versus just a four-year college, and I really appreciate so much what Representative Springer said, because it is important that we support students in their multiple pathways. And why do you think, my question comes to you, why do you think folks like Nike are interested in doing this work?
Well, I think the best way to improve our economic path as a state is through education. And so we've heard employers for many years. I was a high school principal at three Oregon high schools, and their demand is, I've got positions. I need people who are qualified to fill these high-level positions. And when we have learners who are prepared to enter the workforce at those higher levels that require a college degree, then we'll get more business and industry coming to our state. So I think the economy of our state is directly related to our educational system.
Okay. And the AVID program is a good one because of all of the former high school teacher, all of the trainings that we had to go to that were not necessarily that productive in the classroom, when people go through and voluntarily say, I'll give up 3 or 4 or 5 days without pay to go through and get trained in something, it means that it's something that's going to translate into something you can use in the classroom, which was not always the case. Well, you all know. So anyway, any other questions? Okay.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all the people that we had signed up. So we're going to close the informational hearing on the AVID program. And anything else? Okay, we're adjourned for the day. Anything else? Okay, we're adjourned for the day.